drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So recreational sales for cannabis started on January 1st, and we've been hearing of supply shortages and extremely high demand. A lot has changed since the medical cannabis program was introduced to Illinois. And let's just put this into perspective. Let's go back to the launch of the medical cannabis program. It was back in 2005 under Governor Rauner, who wanted nothing to do with the program. So as much as there was demand for the product, cultivators who grew the cannabis were reluctant to build capacity because of the uncertainty surrounding in the industry. Now you have Governor Pritzker and a General Assembly who wholeheartedly support not only the medical program, but recreational cannabis for all. And that is a major, major shift in public policy. Now, Illinois attorney Ross Morielli is a founding partner of Atorexia. It's the first cultivation center in Illinois to sell medical cannabis. And so he's also the co-founder of the Industry Association for both cultivation centers and dispensaries. Ross, welcome in.
Hey, Dave. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. So with all that said, because of all this and your early interactions with this issue, you have a very unique perspective about the evolution of this industry.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch, and I feel like I've been lucky to be a part of it. But being involved with the first sales, the first actual shipments, the first, you know, crop that was harvested back in 2015, and to see November of 2015 and to see how it's evolved, working through all the issues that the, you know, medical industry worked through to get the industry to this point. And then now it's exciting to see all the opportunities for new licenses and just that so many conditions have been added for patients so they have more access. And then, you know, now as of January 1, anybody over 21 can walk into a dispensary if they're licensed properly and make a purchase. So yeah, it's been a definitely an interesting four and a half years.
Now, just in these last 2 weeks, how do you see this process evolving? Is it going well, in your opinion, based on what it's built up to all these years?
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot's happened really fast. All these conditions were added, chronic pain essentially in the fall, and then, you know, adult use consumers are able to purchase, you know, a few months after that. So it's put an incredible amount of demand on the supply chain. And, you know, these are plants that take up space and they're not widgets. You can't just buy another machine and make more of them. It takes time and you have to have, you know, build out facilities to be able to grow more plants. And that's kind of what we're experiencing now is just a very, you know, kind of rush start to adult use, followed by the addition of a lot of conditions, which really increased demand in a very fast way. And that's why you're seeing the stories in the news to where, you know, they're running out of, you know, products.
The law states that dispensaries have to have a 30-day supply of medical cannabis. So it seems like the medical cannabis, at least by today's standards, is taking priority over the recreational program. How long do you think the shortage of supply will last, and should medical patients be worried that at some point they won't have the access that they need?
I don't think that patients should be worried. I think that the law protects them expressly. So, but they were experiencing some supply issues before adult use started. I mean, it's been, with all those conditions added, like I said, in the fall, the medical program has gone through faster growth than it has in the past, faster growth in the past 6 months than it has in the past 3 years, 4 years. So I think that the supply chain is trying to keep up with that and accommodate those patients, because that's, you know, why we're all here, at least from the beginning. And a lot of it's still our focus.
Yeah. So how many dispensaries are open right now within the city limits? I mean, how many? Because I think that's the thing that's kind of, we don't know. You know, how many are out there right now?
There's 55 medical dispensaries that were licensed. I think 12 to 15 of them, I don't know the current numbers, have applied for their same site adult use license.
Okay.
So in the city itself, in the city of Chicago proper, I think there's 12 stores that are open now. Okay. And then, you know, Cook County and the Collars probably expands out to around 30 or so.
Gotcha. Ross, there's a lot of emphasis on social equity applicants, you know, to apply for a place. It's clear that the Pritzker administration wants to see diversity in the industry, and the application for dispensaries and craft grow facilities actually give preference to applications That includes people with a drug-related criminal offense, those who live in zip codes that have been identified and underserved. What do you make of this, and is that a good policy?
Well, I mean, I'm more of a business guy than a policy guy. So I think, you know, we'll see how it plays out. We'll see if they get the desired effect out of the next round of licensees for both the 75 dispensaries that they're going to be issuing and the 40 craft grows. You know, through I've come in interaction with a lot of applicants through consulting and through my background in the industry. A lot of people, you know, want to talk to me about this. And, you know, I have heard one thing is, you know, from veterans and from women and from minorities, African-Americans, Hispanics, Asians that don't live in these areas and or that have followed the law and never have been arrested for anything, that somehow they feel like, but what about us? We haven't had a chance either. And now, you know, these guys, other people that have been arrested and violated the law just because they live in a certain area, which could be right across the street from where I live, for all practical purposes, they're going to get a 20% advantage.
I don't get that.
So
it's
interesting, you know. We'll see how it plays out. I just there's a lot of sides to it, and I hope that it all works out well.
I know you're an attorney and are a part of a practice that helps interested parties apply for and hopefully win these coveted licenses to open one of these dispensaries. What advice would you give someone who is interested in getting involved in this industry? Like, how do you even start? What's the process?
Well, there's application period for craft grow started Tuesday of this week. The applications were released on the 7th. So that's one opportunity. The dispensaries, the application period for the 75 dispensaries ended on January 2nd when those were due. So there's not an opportunity to apply for any dispensaries right now. There will be next year.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, craft grows up, and those are due March 16th. Anyone who's interested, I would suggest as soon as you get done listening to Dave's show that you start working on the application, because it takes a lot of time and effort. And if you want to have a legitimate shot at winning, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to give it your all. It's not going to be a process to where you can kind of slap it together in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month or really even 6 weeks. I mean, it takes a solid 2 months to do everything that you need to do to be competitive. So my advice would be is start as soon as you can and work as hard as you can. And at the end, if you have some days extra because you're ahead of the game, then good for you. But if it's your first time, my advice would be that you're going to need all the time that you have.
You're part of a practice that does all this. What? How do people get a hold of you?
So we kind of created a consulting firm last fall. I brought in some other people that are really experienced in cannabis in different ways. And we just got really busy with a lot of people reaching out to us just through contacts and you know, personal relationships. So we really haven't developed a website or anything yet. We will in January. So I'm happy to share my email if anybody was interested in applying for craft grows and wanted to take questions or wanted to engage our firm to help them through the process. So I can do that privately, or I'm happy to share it now.
Gotcha. Yeah, go ahead. If you want to share it, go ahead.
Just my first name and my last name at AT&T.net. So Ross, R-O-S-S, Moriale, M-O-R-R-E-A-L-E. At ATT.net.
Fantastic. You know, I think we're at a time here that no one will really tell you if they ever went to a dispensary or not. Like, it's taboo. You know, like, you know, based on sales, you can see it's been so robust, the business so far. But when you think, when do you think the time will come where people will be socially more open to discussing with others that, yeah, I went over to the new dispensary over there? It's like, it's kind of a taboo subject, even though it's a legal thing right now.
I mean, I think it depends who you're talking to, too. I definitely noticed that shift occur since the medical program started here, where it's just more accepted. So, I mean, it's definitely an evolving shift, but I think that we're well into it.
There we go. Ross Morielli, I appreciate your insight to all this tonight, and Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. You too, Dave.
All right. It's much more ahead on 720 WGN.